Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask them too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. I am your host, Lord Amadeus. I am also owner and CEO of RAWF, the company in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. My co-host this evening is Mr. RAWF, the Puppet Master, the legend he is. We'll be right back.
broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a judgment. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, push it right over there. Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is Judgment Jazz Squire here, the Puppet Master, a.k.a. the legend himself. This is RAWF. I'm co-host tonight, along with Lord Amadeus. We're going to bring it to you. We're going to make you happy. We're going to see you. We just gonna have a good time tonight. This is a fun time. This is a good time. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Wow, I'm excited now, Judge. You got me all fired up. Wow. All right.
Yeah, I want to say hey to Lady Vex out there. Nice to see you. And I want to say hey to Radiator, whoever that is.
Radiator.
Or Taxidermy, or who is that down there?
Who are you talking about?
The one in the chat. Advitario. Whoa.
You're talking about Eva.
Oh, hey, Eva. I didn't realize you had that many letters in the EBI. I mean, EBA is just three letters, and she got like 16 in this name here. So it's like, how you get E? That's another waste of my energy. See, now that's the type of feeling that's just pissed me off the rest of the night. I'm in a bad mood. This is RAWF, folks. Get ready to be excited.
Eva stands for Elvator. I have no idea how that works.
I'm going to say it.
But there is something strange about Eva, because she's not talking in her usual mysterious way. She's actually speaking like a human being out there. This is I'm getting a little confused, actually.
This is a treat, because I'm usually not in the chat because I don't get to see it. But now I get to see it for some reason, because it's raining outside. It makes me able to see. So I'm trying to figure out. I never seen this name before.
Well, I mean, she's been around. She's been in the chat many times. It's not the first time she's been there.
Well, if it is for me, because it's the first time I've seen her. She's a chipper.
No, she's not a chipper.
A chipper.
She's being chipper. She's et vulture ex adoratio, Eva. So, there you go.
Okay.
Something to that effect. But all right. So, Judge, you are the co-host.
Some
of evening, as we just mentioned. So,
you're the host
that means
evening,
you have to take that means you have to take over the co-host job.
I like the co-hosting job.
You do?
Yeah.
So you get to read the early rankings.
All right, the early rankings, ladies and gentlemen. Are we ready for the early rankings? Here we go.
Hold on. I got to give you the list here.
Oh, you didn't give me the list.
There you go.
That's not what you gave me a while ago.
All right. So
I was going to say the list is Heart and Steel.
No. Wrong list.
Star Metal? Oh, wrong list.
No.
Oh, wrong list. Okay.
Wrong list.
Said if I would. Okay.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready for this. Let's get ready for the top 80. That's right. We're going to give you the top 80 tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because I feel like going to the top 80, because coming in at number 80, he made a whirlwind. He made people stand up and look at him. He ain't never been this far back. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Judgment.
He actually is ranked 80. He's not lying. But you weren't.
That's
supposed
all we
to,
need to say right there.
We don't need the top 80, Judge. Just the top 25, if you would, please.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, top 25. Here we
and,
go. Coming
and before
25.
You say it, make sure you and? Let them know that it's only 4 out of the 10 matches for this rankings period. It's a Not the official.
This is a progressive. This is a progressive top 25 on 6/25/22. It is four. I think she's doing. Oh, four of 10 matches. I'm not supposed to read that. Four of 10 matches. BR, whatever BR means. Okay, ready? Coming in at number 25, it is the lovely Lady Vex. Coming in 24, Papa Shaker. 23 is Crazy Serb. Next is followed by AF Jones. Coming in 21 is Ribby Gibson.
Ribby Gibson, all right.
Ribby Gibson. I got a little. And number 20 is, oh, God. Lynn O'Shanahan means, let's see. Coming number 24, the Cougar. Lynn O'Shanahan. Number 28 is Denzel the Giant.
28? What
number 17 is Jabu. What happened? Wait a minute. So you're confusing me.
Okay. Start
number
again.
19
Start
is it. Cougar.
19
okay,
Cougar.
Number 19 is Cougar. Number 18 is Denzel the Giant. Number 17 is Jabu. Number 16 is Kane the Governor. Number 15 is that person. Then Southern Chris Cage. I have a message for him after a while.
Right.
Number 14 is Denzel Warrior.
Diesel
number
Warrior.
13 is Simply the Best. Number 12 is Hotshot Chaz. Number 11 is Marcus Conan. Number 10 is the Immortal Griffiths. Number 9 is Keller the Governess. Number 18 is P to the O to the G, Paragon of the Greatness. Number 7 is the Claymore. Number 6 is the Uber Vegan TPO. Number 5 is the Conk. Number 7 is the Jurassic, Mithras. Number 3 is Tigris. Number 2 is EVA. Yes, EVA. And coming in at number 1 is your favorite person, my favorite person, everybody's favorite person, Teflon the Sheik. That is the top 25. If I did not say your name, well, guess what? You're not in the top 25. That means you are below me.
All right. So if y'all didn't understand what he said, if you understand the top 25, it is posted in the top 25 ranking scene on the RAWF main page. And a lot of new names, a couple new names in there, Judge. Crazy Serb coming out of nowhere. Just joined RAWF not too long ago, making a push there early in his career. We got Conk, who just returned, to RAWF not too long ago. He's starting out hot, and you know Conk very well. And so
we got that. We got that other one. That's the other new guy that's in RAWF. We like to recognize him.
Who's that?
Liam is on there. Trying to say
he's not new. That guy is not new.
All right.
You just can't say his name properly. He's been around.
Well, he changes it every week.
No. Okay. All right. So, with that being said, thank you, Judge. That is your top 25, early top 25. Of course, it's bound to change many times over the next couple of weeks. But, of course, we've got Philadelphia Freedom and next Sunday night live from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia where Judgment, one of the
you
things
what?
We always look for.
Have you ever had a top 25 that stayed the same for 3 weeks?
No, that's I would say that's damn near impossible.
So let's make it possible, folks. Right.
Yeah, no.
What were you saying? I'm making this big guess. I'm having a great. I've got a great thing lined up for you.
Pardon me, fellas.
What
are
you doing in here?
Razor? Hey.
Yes.
What's up?
Yes.
Barging in. Okay.
I just got, they just told me to rush this up. Express delivery for you. I believe it's your Excedrin, sir.
Who let him in here so early?
All right. Well, thank you, Razor. I appreciate that. I appreciate the Excedrin.
Somebody give me a raid.
Hey, everybody, it's the Razor. He's here. And since you're here, Razor, anything you'd like to report from the Powerball division?
Yes, sir. Actually, I do have an update on our contender tourney. Davila, or Abdrobnis, has won that tournament, and she will be going to face the champion at Philadelphia Freedom.
All right. So it will be Mithras defending the Powerball Championship against Dev at Philadelphia Freedom. That ought to be a good one. Two Hall of Famers going at it for the Powerball Championship. We'll talk more about that in a bit. Thank you, Razor. Anything else?
No, sir. That's it. They just wanted me to get that delivery to you ASAP because they were sure he was going to need it.
Mm. Thank you.
He's so good. He's so helpful.
Didn't even need to play his theme song. Saved us a couple seconds there. I appreciate that. Next up, since we're doing GM reports all of a sudden, let's bring on our Gauntlet GM, as well as our go-between from Unstoppable, the tag reports. Let's see if he's got either for us.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit. All the bitches better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood. G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat a neck, out of ground. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With the rat that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggot still sleep by the open wounds. Stress like a...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Paragon of Greatness. You didn't bring me Excedrin too, did you, Paragon?
I didn't. I think that you're probably all right, though.
I appreciate it.
All right. O to the O J.
Yes, the P to the O to the J. I'm here today. Paragon of Justice has arrived.
Paragon of, he's a new Paragon of Justice because I gave him a new nickname, Paragon of Justice.
All right, so let's get to that report. Of course, we do not have an Ultimate Gauntlet report today. It's actually moving since this new update of the rules will be changing very soon. The Gauntlet has decided it's going to move at a snail's pace to get through that list. We are two matches deep into this newest season, so there's nothing yet to report. But we do have a report for the tag teams fresh off of the desk of Unstoppabot. That's right. After four rounds, three teams remain undefeated, and the top five teams through four of six rounds are... In first place, Swords and Scimitars, the team of the Teflon Sheik and Claymore. In second place, the Feral Beasts, the team of Beast and Cougar. In third place, Dasad and the Giant, the team of Denzel the Giant and Marquis Dasad. In fourth place, we have Strikings, the team of Striker and Sadat. And in fifth place, we have Hotness Overload, Mrs. Brew Menzino and Menzino. Round six has already been posted, and Unstoppable would like to wish good luck to all of the teams. Also, an additional note is that the next season of tags will be open for sign-ups shortly. We will have until July the 3rd after the pay-per-view show, and that will be the deadline to sign up.
All right. Thank you, Paragon of Justice. Question, does that mean the OPIC Brotherhood is now the Justice League? Do we have Killer Justice, Uncle Justice, and Justice Boogie?
I saw what you did there. That's funny.
I mean, if you look back, Immortal 7, we did all enter in the Justice League costumes. So there
that's
you go.
True.
There you go.
At any rate, thank you, a Paragon. Stick around. We'll have more to talk with you about in just a little while. But now, Judge, it is time to talk about Philadelphia Freedom. By the way, let's talk about Philadelphia Freedom because most of the matches have been made, are set, including for the World Heavyweight Championship, the main event. It'll be Strangleheart versus Eva. And I know right now, I know that you are pulling for Eva personally. Do you think Eva has what it takes to unseat Strangleheart as World Heavyweight Champion?
Yeah, she can do it. I mean, I feel like she's going to be able to do it. I think she will. I just feel like she's got it. This is going to be her. This is going to be hers. Yep. She's going to be able to do it.
Well, let's face it. I believe she's a little over a year into her career. And you know, she's certainly made huge strides over this first year, no doubt about it. She's already a former national champion in RAWF. She's consistently in the top 25. So we shall see. Can she make that step here tonight? Not tonight, but next week at Philadelphia Freedom. We'll talk more about Strangleheart in just a bit. But that is going to be the main event: Strangleheart versus Eva, World Heavyweight Championship. On the line. The Platinum Dragon Championship will be on the line when Mithras defends against Diesel Warrior, DW. This is a matchup we've seen quite a few times over the last couple years. DW also very consistent, always in the top 25, and I don't believe this is her first out of the Platinum Dragon Championship. But we know Mithras has held that title for a long time. He's defended it against the likes of Deez, the Paragon of Greatness, Starlight. The list goes on and on and on this one. DW, how does she stack up against Mithras at Philadelphia Freedom, Judge?
She ain't gonna stack up. She gonna get knocked down, and it's gonna be Mithras standing above her with his title in his hand. I mean, he's the title machine for a reason. I mean, there's no doubting. Like him or hate him, he's Mithras. He is the one who has the titles, and you know, he does what he does, and he carries them out. That's why he got his name title machine. So I don't see it happening. I'm sorry, DW, I just don't see you doing it.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a fair assessment, and you're welcome to your opinion. And I kind of agree. It's kind of hard to ever bet against Mithras, certainly when that Platinum Dragon Championship's on the line. Denzel the Giant defending a national title against the Paragon of Greatness or Justice or whatever you want to call him, the POG, the P to the O to the G, all those names that you call him. He's challenging Denzel the Giant for the national championship. Who do you like, Judge?
This is a tough one. This is a tough one because you got on one corner you got the big 7-foot giant, and in the other corner you got a man who I respect, a man who can, if he gets his mind to it, he goes after the titles, he's going to win it. I'm going to go Paragon this one.
All right, and Denzel does.
He's got it. He could do it. I just feel like Paragon's going to pull it out. I just think Paragon's got what it takes. He's going to pull it out.
Well, we shall see. Paragon on a bit of a title drought. So this could be his opportunity to regain some championship gold. The winner of the Arsehole of the Month, ladies and gentlemen, was the one and only Papa Shaker. He challenges STB, Simply the Best, for the Men's Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. Judge, who do you like, Simply the Best or Papa Shaker? Do you like STB to retain the Men's Championship, or do you see Papa Shaker unseating STB?
You being the expert on
the Men's Championship that you are.
I would have to say STB is going to carry it. Holding the men's title the most is the men's title is real, real sentimental to me. It's real precious. And the person who carries it is got to be someone who knows the title, knows how to carry the title, and respects the title. And unfortunately, I don't see it happening with Papa Shaker. Papa Shaker does not. He does not. He does. He's Papa Shaker. That's like the second worst scenario is for him to win it. Him to have a title in the REWF. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to support STB, and I want everybody to get behind STB and to support STB in this match.
All right. Well, I think that one's going to be a good one. I do agree. I think STB will retain, but I think Papa Shaker will give him a good run for his money, and we shall see when that happens at Philadelphia Freedom. Interesting situation we have with the Estrogen Championship right now, and we'll talk more about that in a bit. But that match cannot be completely set because neither the Biatch of the Month has not finished, and I'll give you all an update on that here real quick. Biatch of the Month is currently in the quarterfinals. Crazy Mama has moved on to semifinals, as has the reigning Estrogen Champion Tigress, who, if she wins, if she's still champion, will get to choose her own opponent at Philadelphia Freedom. I say if she's still champion. Well, I'll elaborate on that in a minute. Revenge Gibson facing Eva in one other's quarterfinal, and Wildfire facing DW in another. So that is where we stand with the Biatch of the Month right now. So, and we'll talk more. I'll explain more about the Estrogen title in just a bit. These will defend the Midnight Hobo Championship for the first time against Blake F. and Bradley, Judge. Your thoughts on this matchup for the Midnight Hobo Championship?
I'm going to say it's going to be D's. He's going to have to be on his pins, and he's going to be on his toes, because this F. and Bradley, he's coming out of nowhere with some major titles at different places. So I'm going to say he's going to be a good one. He's going to be a tough one. So D's going to be, has to be on his toes for this one. But I think D's will pull it off.
All right, FUBAR City Championship. It'll be Uber Vegan TPO, your tag team partner, or at least former tag team partner, defending the FUBAR City Championship against Claymore, who believes the Hawkster was robbed of his FUBAR City Championship due to a ref, to bad refereeing, although how that can even be possible in a FUBAR City street fight is beyond me. But Claymore looking to get some revenge for his necessary evil teammate, Hawkster, when he challenges Uber Vegan TPO for the FUBAR City Championship. Your thoughts? Judge?
Oh, sorry. It kind of went out for me. You know, Uber is I know Uber, he's a good fighter and everything, but I'm going to have to say Claymore's going to take this one just for a simple fact. It's Claymore. I'm sorry, Uber, but maybe a little bit more experience will give you what you need on this to go into a match against Claymore.
All right. That's an interesting prediction. I kind of favor Claymore myself, but TPO has surprised me before in the past. I would not be completely astounded if he retains that FUBAR City Championship. Triple Crown Championship. This one's going to be a classic, Judge. It's going to be the Immortal Griffith. It's going to be the Unsettled Chris Cage, and it's going to be a Hotshot Chaz. Who do you like to walk away with the Triple Crown Championship at Philadelphia Freedom?
You know who I want to see to walk away with champions is, I'm going to say Hotshot Chaz. Just for the simple fact, I can't stand Chris Cage, and him and Griffith are going to go at each other major hard. That's going to leave Hotshot Chaz the chance to sneak in there and take the title. So Hotshot Chaz, you get my vote on this one, even though I have respect for Griff. I hope him and Hotshot Chaz both beat up Cage for me.
Well, they might, but considering that you are also in a match with Chris Cage of Philadelphia Freedom, we'll talk about that in a minute. The Multimedia Championship match, well, we do not know who the champion will be, as there is currently a Multimedia Championship match ongoing between the reigning champion, the Teflon Sheik, and Kane the Governor. But the winner of that will have to turn right around and defend against Magnificent Michael at Philadelphia Freedom. Magnificent Michael looking for his first RAWF gold. He, I'm sure, is watching the current match between Sheik and Kane the Governor to see who he will face for that Multimedia Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. We mentioned the Powerball Championship. We will be Mithras versus Dev. This is another one where I think this is kind of goes under almost the same analysis of the Platinum Dragon Championship, Judge. It's Mithras, the title machine. He has a title. He's a machine. But he is facing Dev. I mean, Dev, when Dev wants something, they tend to surprise us and get it on occasion. Who do you like?
I don't know. If I had to pick, I mean, if you're making me pick, I'm going to pick Dev. Just what I think Dev can pull it off. I mean, I don't know. This was a toss-up for me on this one because both of them are pretty much equal. Both of them have a way of winning it. And it just depends. I don't know. This is a hard one.
No, I agree. I agree that could be pretty tough. But, you know. I don't know. I agree with you.
This one, I don't get a feel for either one. It could go to a draw. I mean, I don't know.
Agreed. All right. Other matches. We have you defending the Champions Choice Championship against Liam O'Shaughnessy in a... why don't you go over explain the stipulations one more time.
Okay, it's a double-letter, double-move match. Liam O'Shaughnessy... I said his name. Liam O'Shaughnessy, he gets 5 moves that we put into a random generator, and they chose the moves. He gets headbutt, stunner, hip toss, tree of woe, and hammerlock. And whatever move he does, he has to follow it up by the move again. So if he does stunner, he has to go stunner, stunner, hip toss, tree of woe, tree of woe. So he has to go in, he has to go. Because basically do the same move back to back. Of course, he has no defense, no power. He has no defense, no bag of tricks. So therefore, he might win. I don't know. Good luck to you, Michelle Mahan.
All right, and then for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship, it's the Unsettled Chris Cage defending against Beast. Who do you like?
And I'm going to be the referee.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
about
that.
And I'm going to be unbiased. I'm going to be unbiased. I'm going to call it right down the line. I'm going to call it right down the line.
All right. Well, in that case, I shouldn't ask you for a prediction because you would be biased if you were to make a prediction since you're going to be special guest referee. So.
Well, I'm not going to be biased. I'm not going to show favoritism to the Beast. You know, I'm not going to do that.
No, you wouldn't do that. They're all, you know, he's only a member of Anarchy, as are you. You only hate the Unsettled Chris Cage these days. No, you couldn't possibly.
Hate is such a strong word. Hate is such a strong word. I'll tell you about it. We'll discuss Cage here in just a few minutes.
Well, we might as well do it now because you are scheduled to face Chris Cage in a scaffold match, something that you've had plenty of experience with, the scaffold match. So... Talk to me about what.
Yeah.
So go ahead, say what you have to say about Chris Cage.
You know, Chris Cage. I saw this little video of Cage the other day. Was in my office. This video came across my TV, and Cage is not acting right. Have you noticed him lately?
He's
not acting.
Hmm.
he's kind of quiet, kind of reserved, kind of like, you know, ever since he attacked me that time, and then I brought Lady D in, who's his mentor and everything, and he's had his, you know, Cage says I don't get in his head, but you know, Cage, I think I'm already in your head. I think you're trying to think that I'm not in your head when I'm actually in your head right now, and I'm playing these games right now in your head, and you really don't know if it's a game or if it's the what's real and what's fictional. So Cage, here's the thing: keep an eye out, sleep with one eye open, because you never know when I may sneak up and do something. Because right now in your mind, Cage, you're thinking you got this in the bag, and you're thinking I'm nowhere around. When I'm right here, Cage, I'm right here inside your head. I'm looking at your vowel concentrated vocabulary right now. You have nowhere to run, Cage. You have nowhere to hide this time. I can't wait to get you on that scalp when I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to do to you what everyone's wanted to do to you for quite a while now. Amadeus, I'm telling you, he don't know what he's got himself into. Become Philadelphia Freedom, he will find out just exactly how good I can play a person against himself.
We find out if Philadelphia Freedom Judgment takes on the unsettled Chris Cage in a scaffold match. All that, and of course, the fireworks display that you have planned, Judge. Anything we need to know about that, about the fireworks you were planning?
Yes. I have decided that this year's fireworks, we got to have a theme. And I am going to go back to, I'm taking us back to old school. I'm bringing in Motown as a special guest to perform during the halftime, during the firework display.
Wait,
I've got some of the biggest Motown. I got some of the biggest Motown artists ever that are going to come and perform during the firework display.
Okay.
I mean, I'm talking old school. I'm with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Wow, really?
I went Rick James.
Really?
And I went like, yeah, The Temptations, Eartha Kitt. And I just we just got finished vaporizing Coolin' the Gang so they can perform in it. And see, what this is for people, you're going to have to be, we're going to have to be, you see, the fireworks, and it's going to be, their images are going to be lasered into the fireworks display.
Okay.
I'm spending no expenses. You told me no expenses on this one, so I'm doing no expenses on this one. You said there was no bottom line. You said spend whatever I wanted to spend.
I did. I don't
you
remember
did.
That, but.
Yeah, it came across my desk.
All right. Well, anything for the fans, I suppose, as long as it's good and it doesn't burn down any historic landmarks.
No, I can't guarantee that. No.
Or any landmarks, for that matter, historic or otherwise. No burning down anyone's house. No burning down the stadium. Can we just have a nice, safe firework display? I'd appreciate that. All right?
We can try.
There is no try. All right. At any rate, is our schedule for Philadelphia Freedom, which happens next Sunday night, July 3rd, live from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. But tomorrow on Superstars, live from the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., Judge, two big title matches on the docket. The first one is the Superstars Championship. It will be on the line, Keen the Governor defending against the former champion, Marcus Conan. And then, in a surprise match, this one offered up by the estrogen champion herself, Tigress, offering Maeve a shot at the estrogen title tomorrow in Washington, D.C. So that is why we do not know who will be champion at Philadelphia Freedom. It could be either Tigress or Maeve. And it is, yeah, yes. And we'll explain that whole situation here in a few minutes. But Tigress will defend the estrogen championship against the first class last Maeve O'Hara tomorrow on Superstars in Washington. So that is Superstars. Real quick, I want to give everybody an update on the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. Let me get to the link here real quick. Because it's no longer showing on the events tab. Go figure that. There it is. All right, this is the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament Report. We have two people who have moved into the semifinals. Denzel the Giant defeating the Cougar, and the Undertaker has defeated Honey Thunder Apples. Denzel the Giant will either face Melatonin or Claymore in the semifinals, and the Undertaker will either face Prince or Simply the Best in the semi. So we are getting down.
Do they have three people from RAWF in the finals that could be in the finals?
Actually, all four people, no matter who wins those other two matches, all four of those people will be current RAWF superstars. So it does not matter who wins those other two matches. It will be a RAWF.
Is this the first time this happened?
It has been. I have to say, I can't remember a year where that has happened, where some current member of RAWF, where all members were in the final eight. So yeah, Judge, you're right. Or final four, yeah. So you're right, Judge. It's going to be an RAWF. Someone in RAWF is actually going to win the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament this year. And Simply the Best, who currently is still in it, is the only one remaining that has won the Xanthar Memorial Tournament before. He could become the first person to win it twice if he is successful in winning the whole thing. So, all right.
There you go, Simply the Best. That's why I support you, and I got your back, buddy.
So there you go. Goodness. That is your Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament report. And it is getting to the nitty-gritty. All right. So with that being said, we're going to start the evening out with someone who's had a very, very busy week. And ever since losing the Midnight Hobo Championship at Radiversary, she has not been quiet, that's for sure. Let's talk to the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, she is Maeve O'Hare. Good evening to you, Maeve.
Quiet ain't me forte, boss man.
I realize that, Maeve. I realize that. But you certainly
I aim to misbehave.
You certainly took a shot. There's no doubt about it. You took a shot earlier this week, and we'll get to that in a second. But, you took a shot. You challenged Strangleheart to a World Heavyweight Championship match, which, is your right as a member of the top 25. You can call out Strangleheart or any other champion And of course, as the rule states, they can they have the right to accept or not accept. But and Strangleheart, of course, did not accept. As a matter of fact, he would be the first world champion to accept a challenge outside of a pay-per-view scheduled pay-per-view defense in a long, 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 long time. It's actually been about, I want to say 6 years since a world champion has actually accepted a challenge outside of the pay-per-view schedule. So, as a matter of fact, do you know who the last person to actually accept a challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship outside of the pay-per-view schedule was?
If my history is correct, I believe it's the fellow sitting next to you.
That would be correct. It would be Judge who accepted the challenge of Mikayla Doom.
Well, what'd you go into that for?
Judge?
I did it just for the fun of it.
Ain't you generous?
I'm generous. How are you doing, lovely?
It's a mixed bag. What can you do?
You know, here's the thing. I wish, you know, I would have liked to see Strangleheart done that. I would have liked to have seen him go against Maeve. I mean, it just proves.
See, I feel like a lot of folks would have liked to see that.
Yeah. It just proves everybody's
theory. I asked him when he first came out here, you know, strutting around, bragging about how he'd beaten English. I asked him, are you going to be a fighting champion? And he never answered my question, but I reckon he's done so now. I mean, it's no skin off my nose. I mean, everyone sees him for what he is. It's fine.
Now, here's the thing, Amadeus. When you're a champion and you accept a call-out, it only increases your stardom. It makes you become a champion. I mean, it puts the definition of being a champion behind being a champion. If you're one of these people who become a champion who doesn't take title shots or who doesn't accept call-outs, then basically you're just a – I mean, you might as well be a car wash attendant. That's about the life of it, your expectancy.
Now, car wash attendants do an honest day's work.
That is one way to look at it. On the other hand, I mean, let's be fair. Strangleheart just won the title a couple weeks ago. So, you know, why would he want to risk losing it just a couple weeks later?
If he's the champion and he says he is, why would he be scared not to show everyone that he's the champion?
Well, we could debate this all night, but the fact is he declined the challenge. But, Maeve, as we all know, someone stepped up and said you could have a shot at her estrogen championship, that being Tigress. And so that will happen tomorrow on Superstars in Washington, D.C. Were you surprised when Tigress stepped up to the plate?
I mean, I were and I won't. I weren't expecting to get offered a shot at a different belt when I were asking Strangles for a shot at his. But given their complicated past, I suppose I shouldn't be too surprised that Tigress showed up. And I have to say kudos to her. A lot of us have had things to say about people she's chosen in the past, and I know that some folks have something to say about the fact that I didn't go so far in the estrogen tournament this month as I would have liked. But the fact remains that I am in the top 25, and I feel like I don't need to prove myself no more as far as my pedigree. So I look forward to tomorrow. And I'm interested to see who my first challenge will be. Once I become the estrogen champion, that is one of the three belts that are still on my to-do list as far as things that I absolutely want to accomplish during my RAWF career. So it'll be nice to check one of them off and start making more records.
Now, there is a chance that if you win the title from Tigress tomorrow on Superstars, that you will have to turn right around at Philadelphia Freedom and defend it back against Tigress, as she is still in the Biatch of the Month. Is that something you're prepared to do if you win it?
I mean, in some ways, I feel like that might be the ideal scenario. I mean, I just faced her, so she's fresh in the memory. I've learned her fighting style. She doesn't have time to kind of turn around and switch things up too much on me before we face off again. So I wouldn't complain none. And, I mean, obviously I can't say that the former champion don't deserve a shot. I know that we don't do automatic rematches here in RAWF, but I feel like if anyone is worthy of getting a rematch, it's the person who just lost the belt. So, no, I wouldn't mind none. Really, all four of the lasses who are still potential opponents for the pay-per-view, I can't really say that any of them would be an easy fight, but I can't say that there are any of them I wouldn't want to face. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Indeed. Interesting week. It certainly was an interesting when you challenge Strangleheart. And I give you kudos for stuff. Go ahead, Judge.
You know, I want to, for the record, I'm going to set the record straight because I already had the person message me already. I want to ask something. You know, for the record, if Strangleheart wasn't the champion, what I said a while ago, I meant it for anybody that was a champion. It just happened to be Strangleheart's the champion right now. But I would have said it if Mitris was a champion, if Grip was a champion, Paragon champion, anybody was a champion, I would still feel the same way I do now.
Yeah, there's a question, Bossman. And I don't know if you know this offhand. You might have to send Paragon to go do some research or something. I mean, he's good at that. He knows all these things. He does. He's like an encyclopedia. When was the last time someone in the top 25 challenged a world champion besides English and STV and that whole fiasco? Because we know how that turned out.
Yeah, that's something I can't quite. I don't remember because there's been times. I don't remember. I like I said, it's been a while since a world champion accepted a challenge, but I'm sure there's been several times when. When someone in the top 25 openly challenged the world champion.
I'm just remembering how it went down with English challenging STB and STB constantly ducking him, and then, you know, English got his title shot and immediately got his belt back, and then STB, you know, then tried to get my belt and didn't do so hot there. But I'm sure that were just a fluke and has nothing to do with current situation whatsoever.
Well, at anywho, it was a good try, and I commend you for it. And you know,
I had a question for you, Bossman.
Yes.
Not to do with that. You're in any good books lately?
I'm what?
Have you read good books lately?
I don't read books so much anymore as I listen to them on audiobook. I listen to audiobooks.
All right, well,
What was
the last good audiobook you listened to?
This book called Odd Billy Todd. It was a post-apocalyptic story, and it was very good, and I recommend it to anybody.
That sounds fascinating.
It actually was.
Can you shoot me that book title? I'm going to look into that.
Hold on a second here. Let's take a look.
We've been challenged to raise the tone here in RAWF, so I'm trying to do my part.
The book was called Odd Billy Todd by N.C. Reed, R-E-E-D, narrated by Christopher Lane. How many hours was this thing? I can't even remember how many hours, but it was a really good read. I really enjoyed it, and I think you would too. Think of a post-apocalyptic Forrest Gump.
Well, that's just fascinating.
And yes, the book. Unstoppable just texted me 25 hours. Apparently, Unstoppable listened to it as well. So,
Unstoppable probably has all sorts of stuff downloaded onto its memory.
This is true.
Probably does.
I'd almost be afraid to see just what all it has.
But yes, that was the last book I read, and I highly recommend it. It was a good listen. All right, so any other questions? But yes, I saw that you visited the library at, where was it? Remind me where that
Trinity College.
Trinity College. Talk to
In
me
Dublin.
About why you made that. Talk to me more about why you made that visit.
I'd taken some time off. As you know, I weren't here last week. I'd gone home to visit my family.
And Trinity College is a pretty easy walk from where I grew up, actually. But I had it brought to my attention that apparently RAWF superstars aren't the most literate or well-spoken. And so being the proponent of Irish history that I am, I decided to go to the most prestigious college in Ireland, one of the most prestigious colleges in not only Europe but the world, and just enjoy being around all that history and literary importance. I'm not a scholar myself. I never went past secondary school, never had any interest in doing so. I always knew that I were going to be a wrestler. But I have the most profound respect for folks who are more academically inclined, and I do enjoy a good book now and then. So I just thought I'd share a little bit of my own culture and history with RAWF and demonstrate that even if English ain't your first language, you can still do a lot, and that perhaps folks who are monolingual are the ones missing out.
All right. Well, it was definitely an interesting visit we got to see. That library was huge.
Actually both Harry Potter were filmed in the location there for the library scenes, and also for those of you who are more science fiction inclined, it was actually so closely modeled for the Jedi Library that Trinity College sued Star Wars for property infringement.
Wow. Holy cow,
but it's
really?
A beautiful place. Mm-hmm. I actually just found that out the other day. But it's a beautiful place. It's full of Irish history. If you like history, you like books, I recommend the book that I talked about a little bit when I were at the library, How the Irish Saved Civilization. It's a fantastic read. If you're afraid that it might be a little dry, it's actually quite engaging. And I have a few copies back in the locker room if anyone would like to borrow one from me. I'm always happy to tell you more about how everything good that you have in your life is probably due to an Irishman or woman.
Wow. All right. Judge, any questions for Maeve?
No, she just blew my mind with that right there. I was like, wow. See, my face is like confused.com right now.
Confused.com.
You know, there might even be an audiobook of it. I'll have to look into that.
She's going to set you up an audiobook. You know, why he does audiobooks, right, Maeve?
I do not know why he does audiobooks.
He can't read.
Well, that's not true. He's all the time throwing contracts at folks. He's got to be able to read.
Look at the contract I got. He didn't even read it, and I signed it. And look what I got. Everybody gets credit cards now.
Judge, that's something that you scribbled on the back of a napkin. That ain't a contract.
Oh. Okay, well, he signed it.
No, he didn't.
Well, yeah, this guy's forged your signature. I mean, his, yeah.
It's not jaggedy enough to look like Boss Man's signature.
But you were talking about Unstoppable.
His signature looks like one of those, what do you call them for earthquakes, Richter scale things.
Yeah, it's true. You know, you're talking about Unstoppable having a lot of stuff on her memory. You know, she just, I just totally lost what I said. This is good. Never mind.
You all right there, Judgy?
All right.
Let's forget what I said. People, I just was thinking to myself out loud how beautiful a carrot is right now.
All right.
Like,
you know
like,
what?
Like
and on that note,
like,
we need a break. I need a break.
Maeve,
oh,
good
damn.
Luck to you against Tigress tomorrow.
Can you pass some of that Excedrin, boss man?
Yes.
I can't believe I just...
Excedrin for everybody. Free Excedrin for everybody after all that. I think we definitely need a song break. Maeve, good luck to you against Tigress tomorrow. The estrogen title on the line. This was RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Good Lord. I need double Excedrin.
I need another copy.
Never comes without a consequence of cost. Tell me, will the stars align? Will heaven step in? Will it save us from our sin? Will it? Cause this house of mine stands strong. That's the price you pay. Happening, looking through the glass, find the wrong. strong within the past, knowing we are the youth. Caught us to the beast, out of world without the peace, facing a bit of the truth.
Introduce an Icy Hot Pro. Icy works fast to freeze your pain. Kinda like the pain from a drop kick straight to the yeetus in the middle of a match. The heat makes it last, kinda like the aftertaste of a bowl of habanero potato chip dip, so you won't sit this one out. Pro, because this is the stuff we here in the big league of RAWF is using. And I need some hotel money from this advertisement, Lim. New IC Pro with two match strength pain relievers.
Two of six rounds.
Well, that ain't the directions I read.
I don't even know. Anyway.
Yeah, hobo, I...
Here, let me show you how to apply it!
I don't know, did you?
You can do it. You do it again. Do it again.
I believe I did, but...
Well,
okay.
Do it again. It happens. It happens. Do it again. If.
I thought I told you you're supposed to put the heat on first and then put on the icy. Or is it the other way around? God damn it!
I can't believe you did something with you. I knew you was going to do something.
I didn't do nothing! Anyways,
ladies
and gentlemen.
And what I mean by that is, when we're hot, and when we're cold, we are ice cold. I've been on a bit of a cold streak. It's all about how you strike the iron. Can you hit the ground running? Can you keep that momentum going throughout to perform? Or are you going to fall on your face right at the start and never be able to get back up? It's always 110%, and when we're cold, we die a death every time we come out to that ring. And what I mean by that is...
Let's see... M38, 36, 280. Yes, I just ordered a whole bunch more. We're going to have a big time.
I've had enough. Oh, hold on.
New Icy Hot Pro. It tastes different.
I can't feel my tongue. It's not a little sexy. It's not as I tell you. Guys, that was this.
I'm not sure what that was. would just hit the sponsor. Okay. We are back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. I am Lord Amadeus. This is Judgment. And Judge, you all right? Judge? Judge? All right. Well, apparently Judge is taking a break on me. So let's bring on, ladies and gentlemen, our reigning RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. At Philadelphia Freedom next week, he faces the mysterious Eva in defense of the first time of his title. Let's talk to gentlemen, he is the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. He is Strangleheart. Good evening, Strangleheart.
Good evening, LA. How are you?
All right. I'm doing good. And we had a bit of a thing earlier this week. Mabel Harris stepping up and challenging you to the World Heavyweight Championship. And as I said, it is definitely your right to turn it down. That is every champion's right to turn down an open challenge like that. But did you even consider it? Did you consider it for even 1 second, or do you say, nope, I'm going to wait this out, see what happens at Philadelphia Freedom?
That's exactly what I did. I didn't even consider it. I didn't even understand the scene because she was speaking that Irish, and I read it twice, and I still couldn't understand the scene, so I was like, I'm not giving her a world title shot, so I posted what I posted and said what I said. Then I reread the scene after she comments after I posted and realized it was for that. And the first thing I thought after I put two and two together was, you know, one match doesn't do it. And, you know, she should have maybe took the long road home and maybe challenged me to a four corners match on this Sunday at Superstars. But she wanted it immediately after just beating me in one match in RAWF. So that was also the reason I didn't accept it after she told me what it was for. And that's the truth.
Well, fair, and I appreciate your honesty. And certainly that is, again, your right as champion. You do not have to accept any challenges other than the ones that are, you know, pay-per-view, like the one coming up next Sunday against Eva. So,
because in a title match that has 70 timers, it would have ran into the pay-per-view, right? So,
well, see that is another thing.
You know?
Yeah. Actually, what happens in that case is that world title, if you had accepted that match and say that match was tomorrow, I would have had to reduce it to a 3-day time limit. So that it didn't run into the preview, or if it did, it would end very soon. So that other match, which is what I'm going to do with the estrogen championship between Tiggs and Maeve tomorrow, has been reduced to a 3-day time limit. Both people have been informed of that and are okay with it. So that's what would have happened had you accepted the challenge. But that being said, you didn't accept it, so we don't have to really worry about it, but you do have to worry about Eva at Philadelphia Freedom just 8 nights away. So you've had some time to think about it, and you've seen, I'm sure you've been preparing for Eva. Talk to me about what you think you're going to have to do to beat her at Philadelphia Freedom.
Well, first, I'm going to have to take her promo seriously. I mean, last weekend, she sure put Paragon and Hobo into a frenzy as her promo was playing. So I take that with a grain of salt, I guess. And I know she wants a title. I don't know if she's going to come on radio after me and do another one. But yeah, she was acting nice for a little bit, so I can expect her to... So far, I think she's got the advantage with the fans cheering for her more than they are me. So I have to take that out of the equation, and I'm good at doing that. But as far as experience goes, I think I can rely on my experience. And hopefully, nag an early lead and with a first move and keep control of the match that way.
And it's definitely going to be an interesting match. I would, you know, had I put money on it, I would have said it would have been Mithras facing you at Philadelphia Freedom, but that did not happen. Eva surprised us all, defeated Mithras. But, and so, I mean, if she can beat Mithras in a match of that importance, does that worry you in any shape, way, shape, or form?
No, because any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody, and they're both look like she was trying a little bit more than Mithras because she was getting the fan supports and he wasn't. And, so the amount of effort you put in, I know people take great pleasure in beating Mithras because he has such a title reign of so many belts in WU. But I also know people like to beat me, so I can expect basically the same kind of match from Eva as the one that Mithras gave her, that she gave Mithras. So is what it is. There's only really 10 ways to win a successful match in WU, and she played one of the hands against Mithras, right?
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Strangleheart, if Eva was here, or she is here, what do you, any thoughts, anything you have to say to your challenger?
I tried really hard to get this belt. I did what I had to do. I didn't insult anybody. I busted chops. Take that for what it's worth. But I know you did the same this ranking period, so I know you'll come at me with 100%, maybe even 110% and take my belt. But this is something I want to keep and prove the naysayers wrong that I'm a one-month champion. And I hope to have a great match with you. So good luck.
All right, ladies. Well, Strangleheart, thank you for your time. I know you're a busy man. So, with that being said, good luck. If we talk to you next week, we'll talk a little bit more about the match, all right?
All right. Have a good rest of your show, LA.
Thank you, Strangleheart. He is the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, Strangleheart, ladies and gentlemen. And some interesting comments coming from him. And, you know. Oh, there's Judge. Judge, are you there? You're back. You just
mail in here. Oh, okay, never mind.
You just missed talking. You just missed our World Heavyweight Champion, Strangleheart, who was talking about
I saw the yellow streak through coming through. I saw the neon yellow streak coming down his back when I was coming in here. I figured that's who it was.
All right. Well, at any rate, moving along, let's bring back the Paragon of Greatness. He, too, has a big match at Philadelphia Freedom, challenging Denzel the Giant for the national title. Paragon, are you here?
Yo.
Yo.
What's yo mean?
Hey, what can I say? We're heading into the summer. It's Philadelphia Freedom time. We've got a championship match. Things feel fresh in RAWF. I'm in a good mood. It's It's been a pretty interesting week. I mean, if you're one of those types of fans that like to sit back and watch the dirt streets with a big old bucket of popcorn, you've got yourself a hell of a fun week this weekend. And, I mean, I'm not much of a tea-spilling kind of guy, but I got to say, I'm enjoying the ride for what it is this weekend and just all of the banter back and forth in front of and behind the cameras. It's a lot of fun.
It's been a very,
champion. You've been a world champion here in REWF quite a number of times.
Yes.
If you was facing Eva, how would you be worried since she beat Mithras?
Yeah. Yes, the Mithras thing is pretty daunting, but I'm gonna actually say this to Strangleheart's credit. He's not wrong about the fact that anyone can beat anyone on any given Sunday. What would concern me much more going into that match is the unknown. Eva is a bit of a mystery, and clearly he's had some trouble scouting her. She doesn't have a lot of tape to look at. That's the thing, as a champion, I would be the most concerned about.
Okay, you said it yourself. Anyone can beat anyone on any given Sunday, so wouldn't it be better to do the match like on a Monday or Tuesday then?
So, L.A., did you have any questions? Or
I do. Let's change subjects to another match that will be happening at Philadelphia Freedom that you are actually involved in, Paragon, and that being the national championship title match against Denzel the Giant. So, looking to end the drought, if you will, for you and RAWF Gold, talk to me about the match and how you're feeling going into it.
You're not wrong. It's been a while. Notwithstanding that small blip of a 1 week Superstars title reign, which kinda sorta counts, it's been a very good amount of time since I've had a rankings championship. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm really trying to avoid any phrases about hot streaks or cold streaks after what Hobo delivered to us today. But That's the easiest way to put it. I have been on a cold streak. Denzel has been on a hot streak. It is what it is. But here's the thing. As loud as Denzel is, as vocal as he frequently appears to be, I'm just not hearing a lot on his end about this match. It seems like he's not necessarily focusing on this national championship match and focusing on the opponent that he has at this pay-per-view as much as he should be, perhaps, because I've seen some of his matches. He's doing your standard trash talk. He's doing his standard screaming about a lot of things, but it doesn't seem like he realizes who he's going into the ring with at Philadelphia Freedom. This isn't a Superstars rankings match. This isn't a trash talk match. This is a championship match at a pay-per-view with the goddamn Paragon of Greatness. If that's going to be his mentality going into this match, we're going to have a new national champion. End of story.
All right. You're right here, ladies and gentlemen, from his voice.
Paragon, I agree with you that certainly he's got to be watched. He is going to have the attitude. He's in there with a Hall of Famer. He's in there with a RAWF legend, let's face it. So he's going to have to, he's going to have to wrestle his best match ever is the way I feel. But we might get that.
Yep.
Who knows? We find out at Philadelphia Freedom. All right.
Hey, Amadeus, I got one more thing to say about why Paragon's here.
All right.
And Eva gave me this idea, and we're going to put it. For everyone listening to this radio show tonight, I want you to do me a favor. We're going to give Paragon a new nickname. Do you like Paragon of Greatness, the Man of Greatness, or Paragon of Greatness, the Man of Justice? I pretty much go with the Man of Justice. So let's hear who you think he should be called as. I want you to inbox Paragon. Your vote.
Keep going with this, or
no, judge.
Yes.
Not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Okay, let's inbox Amadeus.
No, even worse idea.
Okay, how about this? How about inbox me?
There you go.
Your vote. You inbox me, your vote of either you want him to be called Paragon the Man of Greatness or Paragon the Man of Justice, and I will be sure to announce the winning catchphrase next week.
You do that.
It's not great, Juice.
Question, Amadeus. We have changed the locks on the GM offices since the last time Judge broke in and gave a makeover to my office, right? Okay.
Yes.
Hey, you did see what Mae said, Pickle of Greatness.
Let's just not.
No. POG or POJ?
Your choice, American. I prefer POG. He's the Paragon of Greatness.
He's going to say Paragon of Greatness. It's just going to be another added to it. It's going to be Paragon of Greatness, the Man of Greatness, or Paragon of Greatness, the Man of Justice.
Paragon, good luck to you against Denzel of Philadelphia.
Good luck, Paragon. I did choose you, by the way, to win the match.
Very happy to contribute to the Philadelphia Freedom ramp up. I was clearly on topic the whole time that I was on air today. Glad to be here.
All right.
I see what you did there.
Okay. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's now bring on, let's see.
He's here.
Who's here?
Oh, hi.
No, he's not here.
It is me, the Immortal Griffin.
No,
I am here
not.
Because I am going to win. Oh man, we didn't play my song. Didn't you feel like Griffiths was in the building when I said, oh hi?
No.
Oh, he does it. He comes in, oh hi.
No.
Come on. All right, geez.
All right, some other matchups for tomorrow's Superstars. Paragon, you'll be taking on Uber Vegan TPO. Let's see, who else is Lady Vex to take on The Booze. Eva will take on Basic Jan. Hobo Ezekiel will face Heavy D. Let's see, who else is here?
Me.
Oh, yes, you are taking on Miss Beauty Fatale tomorrow.
Miss Beauty Fatale.
Yes, Miss Beautiful. Yes.
Hello, Miss Beauty Fatale.
Yeah, you two kind of have a something going on there, don't you? You two,
we do. We have a little something going on.
Razor will be taking on Kitty Kabam. And who else is
we know here? How he likes his kitties.
Oh, boy. Chris Cage, I see he's here. Who is Chris Cage face tomorrow?
No, Chris Cage is here.
Yes. Oh, this will be a good one. Two of your favorite people. Judge going at it tomorrow. The unsettled Chris Cage will take on Joe Boo.
Oh, come on, Joe Boo.
All right. So
you know, I'm getting the message. You know, I got to say one thing about Cage. I give Cage respect and everything, but the thing is, I know he wasn't here earlier when I said how bad I was on his head. So this is going to be proven tomorrow night at the Superstars that I'm going to be in his head so far. He's not going to be able to finish the match with Joe Boo. Joe Boo's going to beat him up because I may even have to squeal Lady D down there to ringside tomorrow. Just, you know, as his mentor, she likes to be there for his matches.
That ought to be interesting. Other interesting matchups tomorrow. Papa Shaker will take on El Vacant, who is busy training, which is why he hasn't been here for the last couple of weeks. He's training to get back. I mean, he's actually been doing pretty good back in the ring, but he takes on Papa Shaker. Starlight to take on Beast. Strangleheart will take on Spade. and Liam O'Shaughnessy to take on Starshot. That's more of the interesting matchups on tomorrow's Superstars. Let's bring in now, let's see here. Oh, let me bring. Let's bring in our next guest. He is...
Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. Throw them up and let something shine. Going out of my fucking mind. Filthy mouth, no excuse. Find a new place to hang this noose. String me up from atop these roofs. Tied it tight so I won't get loose. Truth is you can stop and stare. Run myself out and no one cares. Dug a trench out, lay down there with a shovel up out of reach somewhere. Yeah, someone pour it in. Make it a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stop it out when they bring that chorus in.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lunatic scholar, Aaron McFadden, joining us now. Aaron, good evening.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus.
So how are you, sir? How are things going with your buddy Mark Caliber in the society? How are things going?
Watching and waiting is all I got to say about that. When we make our move, RWF will know.
Interesting. Going to be a little mysterious on me here, huh? Well, maybe I can get some answers from your partner here. Let's bring on. Caliber joining now. Now we have both members of the society here. Mark, good evening.
Good evening.
So Aaron was just regaling us with how you two are sitting in the wings waiting for what? What exactly are you two waiting for, waiting to do?
Partner here. I killed my non-brand mixer this morning, and it instantly died.
Okay. So that means what?
I'm not sure yet, but basically, I killed a mixer. Sure. And just died right there. But it had this weird green. I can't really get the ball back.
What is he saying?
I have no idea. He's
breaking up bad.
Yeah, he is. And so, Aaron, Aaron, can you translate that?
I'm sorry. I'm getting confused about what my partner in crime is saying. So,
okay. Okay, so basically what I'm hearing is you two are lunatics, and we never know what you're going to do. It could be something at Philadelphia Freedom, could be something at Superstars, could be something in the men's bathroom for all we know, right? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
While I couldn't understand what he was saying, probably a bad connection, but on my end, as it stands now, I don't have any other than the Regmaster of Philadelphia Freedom.
You calling someone out for Philadelphia Freedom?
Why not?
All right, is everybody good here?
Oh, now we understand. Mark, we understand you perfectly now.
You know, sometimes I can hate that Bluetooth headset of mine. Sometimes I just want to take it out and throw it at the people down at the doctor's office.
All right, so let's try this again. Mark, explain what Aaron was trying to tell us or not trying to tell us.
Well, we do have something planned for Philadelphia and Freedom. We cannot give you any type of details as of this moment, but it may have something to do with a certain faction or family that's been in our sights for quite some time now, actually, and I think you may know the faction that I'm referring to, L.A.
Actually, no clue. Could be anybody. The Opaque Brotherhood, the Renegades, Anarchy, Necessary Evil. Who else is it? You know, it's one of those, I imagine, but which one?
Well, you seem to be living under a rock, haven't you?
I guess I'll
find
out.
I am referring to the faction I'm referring to, L.A., is Anarchy.
Ruh-roh. Okay. So this goes back to... Judge, you have any response to that?
This is a comical genius. This is comical. Wait. What do you want to do with us? Wants to help boost your career. Wants to help you give you some edge on viral consideration. You want us to help you, you know, maybe get a girl, maybe help you get on dates, maybe you want us to help you get into a R-rated movie. What do you want us to help you do?
Well, obviously, Judgment, you're not going anywhere with that, those type of levels with that worst Griffith Davian impression of yours. But anyway, what I want to talk about is Hotshot Chaz. You see, I wanted to give him a little bit of the therapy that I received. And as you know, I wanted to make him more, see what I see, feel what I feel, or what we feel for that matter. Now, if NRT would like to do something about it, they'd be more than happy to do something about it. I know they've already done so in that carnival that we went to. But let's face it, it wasn't really that much fun at all. And the party, as far as I'm concerned, it's only just begun.
Okay. I guess we'll find out exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will be sure to let them know that you want to have a party
And we will be sure to get the party favors for you because, you know, this is what you said you want. So I'll be happy I'll contribute $25 to get you some party favorites for you. Imagine you want the helium balloons and you want the little cranky things that go around going click, 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 click. So, yeah, we'll be sure to get those for you.
Oh, you can go ahead and find some props for us, but the list that we will send you is not exactly what you'd be expecting.
The list you're going to send us is not... Oh, you want us to make a list of who you want to invite. I would see that. Yes, I would be sure to get that list for you, and I would be sure to RSVP, get the people to RSVP. In fact, Amadeus, you're going to get one. You're going to get a party invite. You be sure to RSVP, Amadeus.
Great, I think. All right, well, just to let you two know who you face tomorrow on Superstars, Aaron, you will be taking on Claymore, and Mark, you'll be taking on the Agent of Hate. Those are your draws for tomorrow's Superstars. So, either one of you want to comment on your opponents tomorrow? Mark?
Seems like deja vu. Everywhere I turn around, it's Claymore, Claymore, Claymore.
It sometimes
happens.
I'm sorry,
could you...
What's that, Mark?
I'm sorry, apparently a window was left open and I heard a motorcycle. Could you repeat who my opponent was again, please?
The Agent of Hate.
Ooh. Someone I'm very... very familiar with, indeed. A man who thrives just nothing but pure hatred. He and I go way back from the days of No Mercy Wrestling and, of course, Commonwealth Wrestling. We've battled a couple of times here and there here in RAWF. This is an interesting match, indeed. In fact, we have a lot of history, much as some of the people here, we share a very, very complex history. We've been friends, we've been enemies, teammates, you know, that sort of thing. I've done my part to see that hatred isn't always the way. And it looks like I'm going to see if that still holds up.
All right. Well, good luck to both of you tomorrow on Superstars Live from the Capital One Arena here in Washington, D.C. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. And whatever happens, happens. You get to good luck to whatever you've got planned. All right. Well, Judge, only got a few minutes left. Yeah. You're all right. You okay?
I'm fine. I'm actually in here sending a text message to Cougs and them to let them know that they want us to throw them a party, so we got to get party favorites.
Will there be dip?
Yeah, there's going to be dip. We're going to have Doritos. We're going to have ranch. We have blue cheese. Well, you know, their age group and their IQ level, we might have to give them like... It may have to be like some kind of like applesauce and peaches and cream and, you know, stuff like that because their IQ doesn't go too far above their age.
So, Judge, we're here in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and I fear to ask, but what do you have? Are you going to go sightseeing tomorrow before the show or after the show?
Yes, I'm going sightseeing before the show. I need to go. I want to go to the Lincoln Memorial.
Uh-huh.
I want to sit in a big chair.
You're gonna sit on Lincoln's lap?
Yeah, I'm gonna sit on Lincoln's lap. It'd be like sitting on L. Bacon's lap, on his lap.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right. Well,
it will be. Because, come on, you look at L. Bacon when he's in this chair. You can barely fit in this chair right here. That's why you got that big chair over there in the corner.
Speaking of chairs, I'm glad you didn't bring that Lady D tonight. I appreciate that. I really do.
I did not bring her tonight because she's getting prepared for Cage's match. She's getting ready for Cage's match. You know, she's his mentor and everything. So I got to get her fixed up.
All right. Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for a promotion part of our show where we go through and ask everybody who's available if they have anything to promote. So I'll start with Paragon. Paragon, anything to promote tonight?
Apparently, Icy Hot Pro, because I'm now a spokesperson for this, and Zeke needs that motel money. So go out there and get some.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Razor, do you have anything to promote tonight?
Yeah, keep an eye out at Philadelphia Freedom for that Powerball Championship match between Dev and Mithras. I do believe it is going to be a great match.
All right. Thank you, Razor. Maeve, anything to promote tonight?
I'd like to promote Kryptonite.
All right. And Judge... Or Mark, do you have anything to promote tonight?
Sorry, Judge. Just give me a second here. I just got to give my brain a rest. Need to talk a little normally a little bit. But I would like to promote Commonwealth Wrestling's next pay-per-view, which is tomorrow, actually, which is the Redemption pay-per-view. And there's going to be a lot of interesting matches here. Most championships will be on the line. And LA, you will be involved as well in a triple threat match for the New Zealand Brass Knuckles Championship, if I'm not mistaken, including that double jeopardy match for the Beast, Sarah Lee Johnson, Chris Cage, and Griffith Davian. So, really big one to look forward to. Oh, and Paragon, thank you for promoting that in the chat. I appreciate it.
All right. And last but not least, Judge, what would you like to promote tonight?
I'm going to promote that I am going to be opening up a new center here in REWF. It's called for people who are just dumb. I know a couple people who I'm going to be inviting to that new center because they need to come and get slapped around a little bit and get them to act right. Because we got some flakes in here on my desk. Have you noticed that? You put a little milk in here, we have a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see what you got up to. All right. So,
it's going to be good. We're going to help them. We're going to help them with their vocabulary. We're going to help them with their skills. We're going to help them with their speaking ability. But most of all, we're going to help them understand that they can't bite off more than they can chew, and therefore, we're going to be promoting the party for Mark and. What's his name?
Aaron McFadden.
Aaron. We're going to promote their party. Mark, I know what kind of party it is now. Amadeus, why didn't you tell me that? I can't believe you didn't tell me that. The coming out party, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, and ladies and gentlemen, this has been REWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network. We'll see you all next weekend. It will be our 4th of July fiesta after hours followed by Philadelphia Freedom. Make sure you're around to enjoy us, Judge, with the fireworks, and who knows what else will bring. Apparently he's bringing the dip as well. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Egyptian.